Stay engaged. Stay connected. One Love Radio. Inspiring. Touching. Life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the news on One Love Radio, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines. A governance expert and human rights advocate, human rights advocate urges government to hold cancelled human rights conference. Commuters' Rights Association proposes improved conditions for bus conductors. Mali, hundreds rally to show support for beleaguered army leader. And in sports news, FAS Council increases Super League teams to 20. The news in detail. A governance expert and human rights advocate has called on the government to urgently ensure that the cancelled human rights conference is held, stressing its importance in addressing key human rights concerns in the country. Wesley Mianda says the conference is crucial as it provides a platform to discuss the various human rights challenges being faced nationwide. Mr. Mianda further notes that the conference is particularly important as the country heads towards the 2026 general elections, as it would provide an opportunity to discuss issues relating to citizens' rights and freedoms ahead of the polls. He adds that having the conference would also help restore the country's image, which he says has been negatively affected following its cancellation. He says holding the conference would also help promote transparency and reduce perceptions of unfair treatment or rights violations by government.
Going forward, that conference, we still need it. As a governance expert and human rights advocate, I think I have to advocate that that summit is still very important. And if anything, let the government find a way of allowing that to take place here in Zambia, because we need to attend. It has to do with people's rights, people's freedoms, so that at the end of the day, no one should claim that the government has been unfair on their part.
A Zambian farmer has appealed to government to urgently safeguard customary land amid growing concerns over land ownership and settlement patterns in Zambia. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Maspek Shamilimo says many Zambians are leaving rural areas in search of better economic opportunities in urban centers such as Lusaka, leaving vast tracts of land vulnerable to being occupied by outsiders. The farmer expresses concern that most of the people acquiring large portions of land are foreign nationals, warning that if authorities fail to act now, future generations of Zambians could struggle to reclaim ancestral land because of existing legal documentation and ownership agreements. He has since called on government to strengthen land protection measures and ensure that land is preserved for the benefit of local communities and future generations. The farmer further urged policymakers to carefully regulate land allocation and ownership as people continue relocating from one region to another in search of greener pastures.
As a farmer, I'm more concerned on the land issues here in Zambia. Most of the time I say we are overpopulated, but we are not. And we are moving from our villages, coming to Lusaka, which is a very good thing. But the land that we're leaving behind, the people that are occupying that land are the ones that are most terrified, because you find they're not even from Africa, so to speak. And the more they are dominating these lands, how are we going to be able to get these lands back from them? Because on the legal basis, they're being documented. So if we're not going to be careful very soon, we'll be like the South Africans chasing our fellow Africans from the land that they're not, that does not even own, but they are renting from there. So the government needs to take this consideration very seriously to make sure that our land are being reserved for the future of our children.
The Commuters' Rights Association has proposed improved conditions for bus conductors in order to improve their welfare and living standards. Speaking when responding to a call on the Neighbourhood Programme, Association President Aaron Kamuti says the bus conductors need to be employed to ensure a steady cash flow. Mr. Kamuti says despite making engagements with the bus owners, Ministry of Transport and Labour, all efforts have proved futile.
Coming to our conductors, this issue I've written to the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, because these conductors, they are not recognized by the owners of these buses. I engage the owners of the buses one-on-one, individually. Mm-hmm. They've got an association. Mm-hmm. Why can't we employ these guys? Because these guys, some of them, they are even married. They've got other responsibilities. Some of them, maybe their parents died a long time, so maybe the only source of income, feeding the family, sending their siblings to school and whatever. But the owners of the buses, they've totally refused to take on board these conductors. Because they are saying, who's going to take the responsibility of paying them?
Now, the Basic Education Teachers Association of Zambia, BETUZ, has called upon all teachers to remain focused on delivering quality education as schools reopen for the second term. In an interview with One Love Radio News, BETUZ Public Relations Officer Brian Wheeler urges teachers to stay away from active politics in view of the forthcoming general elections. He says teachers have been fully prepared during the just-ended preparatory week, adding that pupils are expected to cover a lot of work because the second term is the period when most learning takes place.
And we are happy to inform the nation that our research department can confirm today to us that this week, which is referred to 0 week, teachers have been busy in their respective schools planning on how they are going to handle this term, this crucial term which is coming. And so, come Monday, learners are busy learning. Teachers are busy teaching. So, because we have got another important national event taking place in August in the second term, we urge our teachers to be focused. We urge our teachers to ensure that they deliver as expected. At the same time, we also urge our teachers to stay away from active politics, as we are civil servants.
We now take a short break. When we come back, we have more in international and sports news. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Thank you for staying tuned.
International news. International.
In international news, hundreds of supporters of the Malian junta gathered at a stadium in the capital of Bamako on Saturday to reaffirm their support for Mali's transitional authorities. They came at the core of the Malian junta, which has been in power since 2020 and is facing attacks from armed groups. The renewed mobilization of supporters follows the coordinated attacks by armed groups last month, which left several people dead, including Malian Defense Minister Sadio Kamara. We monitored this report.
Hundreds of supporters gathered in the capital Bamako.